Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Hello, hello, wake up. It's a Wednesday here at the Gas Digital Studios. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to the morning zoo, you sons of bitches. Across the table from me are two very funny comedians who I love very much, and I'm very happy to have them on the show. From the Shift podcast is our great friend, Katie Boyle.
Hello.
How are you, my love?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And next to her from the Madhouse podcast right here on the network is our great friend, Maddie Smith.
What up, what up?
How you guys doing?
Thanks for having me as well.
I appreciate you
greatly. I feel like we're both good.
I think we're going to have a great day. Let's get plugs out of the way. Maddie, what do you want people to check out?
Hey, everybody. MaddieSmithComedy.com. I am on MOFA tour. So you can catch me in San Diego and New Orleans this month. I also have a monthly show at New York Comedy Club. It's called A Residency. So go to my website to check out all the shows, Madhouse Podcast, and a new show on YouTube called Happy to Help, where I play a therapist who takes listener calls and I give advice. Thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah. Miss Boyle?
KatieBoyleComic.com on tour as well. Also going to be in San Diego.
Oh.
In March 19th to 22nd.
I'll just miss you.
Okay, great. Also be, oh my God, loads of places. So check out Chicago and New York, feck, loads of different places. So Katie Boyle Comic, please come to shows. There's especially March, really tokenized as the Irish person.
Yes, yes, yes.
So come out. And then two specials on YouTube, Therapy, and I'll do it myself. Thank you.
Fantastic. I feel like all the Irish comics get booked in March the way I get booked around Halloween.
That should be ours because that's also from Halloween or from Ireland.
Yeah, hey guys, check me out on Instagram at Zach is not funny. All my tickets, punchup.live/Zach Amico. Got dates coming up in Long Island. I got a mini tour coming up with my little brother, Crack Amico. Where we're going to be doing Indiana and a few other places. And most importantly, filming my first ever half an hour special May the 23rd at the Creek in the Cave in Austin the night before. Miss Maddie Smith is doing hers, right?
I actually can't do it.
Fuck.
I know. The dates came up and I have to do a bachelorette party.
I'm very sorry.
It's going to be late as fuck.
But it's going to be super fun. It's myself and Tim Butterly.
Yep.
Going to be splitting the evening. Please come out. It would mean a lot. And thank you for tuning in. If you like the show, and we know you do, head on over to gasdigital.com today. New updates to the site constantly being made. And hey, if you use my promo code Zach, you save a little bit of money off that subscription. Get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows. You get to be part of the live chat. And most importantly, you get our Friday bonus episode. That's right. We do three of these suckers a week. And if you want all three, that's how you're going to have to get it. But thank you so much, however you consume the show. And let's have some fun. First things first. Do you guys remember, I want to say it was about 2 years ago, they did a Willy Wonka event in Britain, and when they got there, it was literally like dollar store decorations.
Firefest vibes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it happened again at an ice cream shop.
How?
Had a day with Miss Rachel for little kids, and it said a day, and then small it says impersonator, but it's ice cream with Miss Rachel. And when I show you what a shit show this was, parents are furious.
America?
I believe so. It's in Florida.
Yeah, makes sense.
And Miss Rachel, it was called a Day with Miss Rachel Experience.
Oh, remind me, I have a really good one afterwards.
Absolutely.
Oh my God,
so let's check this out.
Anyways, you still got people standing out there in this long line to go see the state Miss Rachel.
Now, what the woman is talking about in this video is a disaster of an event called Ice Cream with Miss Rachel Experience. It was hosted at a Jolly Ice Parlor in Hollywood, Florida. Now, this was the post that was posted on social media, and it says meet and greet with Miss Rachel impersonator. However, it has a picture of somebody that looks really, really close to Miss Rachel or Miss Rachel herself. However, when people started showing up to this event, things went very, very wrong. So when all the children and parents got to the end of it, this is who showed up. Miss Rachel? More like Rachel is missing. I mean, there's no shade on this hustle at all, okay? Impersonators make absolute money, and yes, they're valuable because then kids get to see some of their heroes. However, I think it's extremely wrong for them to show the real Miss Rachel on the advertisement and then her show up. Also, there was a full bar there for some reason with, like, specialty
Hell yeah.
So, please note the child hiding behind the fully stocked
bar. Oh, yeah, and him's here.
They get there. And by the way, maybe one of the staples of alcoholism, the giant Bacardi,
huge
handle of Bacardi.
Huge, that you would have on display in a college dorm room.
And so that means this lady was shit house.
Oh, yeah.
Her hair is kind of like messy as well. Like it's not even like, and the shirt.
They put no effort into this. Keep it going.
Tails, and yes, that is a child behind that said bar. Maybe they were banking on getting the parents a little inebriated, so Miss Rachel looked a little more Miss Rachel. So there you guys go. There's the fake Miss Rachel event, and it's always good to be wary of these events because it seems like they're getting worse and worse. I'd like to hear in the comments below what you guys think about this, and I'll see you guys.
So what sucks about this, before you get into your thing, it's so easy to just get a Bluey costume.
Literally.
Just rent a fucking outfit.
Yep. Get an outfit.
It's so easy, but then to have a lady in overalls.
Yeah, with impersonator being in size 2 font.
And please, Katie, you had something?
No, I was just going to say the comments were funny.
Oh, yeah, well,
that's Senora.
Senora Raquel.
Hilarious. And
they could have given her a headband.
Classic Hollywood, Florida activities.
And what did you, Katie, you had something you wanted us to note?
Well, it's separate to this, but something similar happened in Ireland recently. So I guess these moms from Belfast didn't realize that K-pop is a genre of music, and they just thought K-pop was K-pop demon hunters.
Okay.
So they bought all these tickets to it's like one of the biggest venues in Belfast, and it was just a K-pop band. And so they all complained that they brought their kids and it was very sexual and this isn't demon hunters. And they were putting up videos like as if they were like, you know, really correct, not realizing how ignorant and stupid they looked. Because that'd be like going, thinking only rap is Nicki Minaj and then being upset when there's another rap artist. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Actually feel like that's a weird thing we deal with as comics. Because people just go to a comedy club because it says comedy.
Yep.
You would never go to a place that just said music.
Right.
That's so true. This
you would Google the band. Go ahead, please.
Oh my God, no, seriously. I have a clip about this where I'm going to post, and I literally say, this is why it's really important to Google the comic before you go, because I was in Emmaus and I asked if people didn't know me and some people clapped and I was like, oh, you should have really Googled me before coming, because I know now as a woman and I talk about like abortion rights and all of that, it's like really risky out there. Mm-hmm. But two people stormed out during my set.
Oh my God. Nice. During abortion stuff?
During the abortion stuff, God. Yeah. And I said in it, I was like, this is why you Google the act. Like, you don't. And it was just crazy. Like, they were like, you don't joke about abortion.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Well, I do. If you Googled me, you would see.
You bought a ticket to Katie Boyle.
Yeah, I had a walkout in Toronto. And it was a chick, and she was outside the venue screaming that I was racist.
Oh my God. I mean, like, right.
Yeah, it's like, obviously you've seen me before, but not my act.
No. Off stage.
My act, yeah. That's
green
all
room.
Personally. Yeah.
But you,
my act is so fucking
clean,
not
squeaky.
Well, I'm dirty, but I'm not like offensive, I think.
Right, yeah.
And she's like screaming, and then I was like, oh, I felt so bad. And then I found out the quickest way to find out she was crazy, she started telling everyone she was a comic.
Oh no, awkward.
And they went, how long have you been doing comedy?
Ugh.
And she went, my mother said she was laughing when I was still in the womb.
Oh, my God.
And they went, when's the last time you've done comedy on stage? She's like, 3 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And she was outside saying they should have booked her instead of me.
Bro, we need a union.
I know we do. Immediately. We need a union as well, because like,
I don't know. There's just some really young comics saying wild shit to me, like really entitled. Like, I need them to be shot. I'm sorry. One person was like asking me how much I was paid in something because they were trying to compare it. And I was like,
fuck off.
I was like, I wasn't paid at all until 7 years longer than what you're doing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even understand, like, the, or I don't think they know. They don't know any of the rules anymore. Like, you know, like influencer comics.
Yeah.
They don't realize that they're like, oh, like that's like someone else's joke, or you need to stay on the stage before the host, or like, you know what
the
I mean?
The basic shit that was beaten into us.
Yeah. And like, I'm,
because they don't have, for me, they don't have like a Bobby Kelly who's going to call you and be like, what are you, fucking stupid?
Yeah. Or even like James Mattern, who's so nice, but he did it really nice to us when we were like at New York Comedy Club, like all these little things, or just even doing open mics to see what's hack, or like they don't even do open mics now because they've blown up immediately on, and they're calling themselves stand-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And then annoyed when they're called influencer comics, but like, that's fine. That's what you are. If you're not doing open mics and you're not doing shows, you're only doing your own. But anyway, I'm just like,
my pet peeve is people starting podcasts and on the second episode asking me for advice, or they haven't released one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they always give me the same thing, which is, yeah, we're going to do like two or three proof of concepts, and then we're going to let advertisers like bid on who wants to sponsor the show. And I'm like, oh, great. Like, how many episodes before you started getting paid? I'm like, I don't know, 6 years?
500,000.
Every week, a couple times for 6 years. They're like, what if we do like five? Nope. You think like somebody will like, we can quit our jobs after then, right?
Hilarious.
We'll clip it up. Sad.
The clips.
The comparison to music, like when it says comedy, like you wouldn't go see go to a concert and be like, I like Barry Manilow and this is speed metal. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, then that's your fucking fault.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
Well, also I very specifically say for them to put in the description, I need to be better at following up with all of that, because I do think people will book a ticket to see me and think, oh, an Irish woman, because those two people who walked out were old Irish people yelling at me. They were like, we're from Ireland too. And I was like, yeah, but like, I'm from the modern one, you know, where like women are allowed to, they just thought I'd be like, diddly eye, the
Do
sheep.
Do you put adults only on your shows or no?
Some of them, but I think there should be a warning for clean comedians.
I put adults only, and I actually ask if they can put 21 plus.
Yeah.
I don't mind when kids
are especially on my late shows.
Well, people have brought kids to my shows. I've had kids and too. I'm okay with that because they've said they've actually brought them for education.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One woman emailed me and she's like, can I bring my son to your Gramercy show? He's only 16. And I said, they've said it's fine, but I will be doing at the end 10 minutes up the top. This is what was annoying about the other people. They walked out on the very light abortion jokes.
Oh,
the last 10 minutes are more heavy.
Yeah.
But I was like, the last 10 minutes does go into like abortion and like pill and sex. So if you want to come and leave before then. And she was like, no way. This means I don't have to educate them. This is great. So like sometimes people want to, and the kid came up to me afterwards. He bought a sticker.
I've had 17-year-olds and
I'm fine with it if they're cool about it.
Yeah, me too. Not if they're gonna sit there and look at me with daggers.
But
yeah.
I just need I need the bill to say 21 plus. This is an adult show, like because it's just what I do.
Yeah, I
entertain grown-ups.
I leave it up to the club.
Yeah,
but this is a great.
This is
actually a great transition. Shannon, do we have the? I don't think we did this yesterday. The mayor who got caught having sex with a drunk 16-year-old.
Oh.
Which mayor?
Where's he at?
He got caught in...
Yes, I do. It's a woman.
Oh, it's a chick?
Pardon me, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, feminism.
power.
Sorry. I screwed that up already. However...
That's my sexism. I thought it was a man.
I know, right?
The getting caught in maybe the funniest paper trail possible. Shannon?
So the process of what happened was she was having there was a pool party that her son was also attending. I believe it was her house. And one of her son's friends, the 16-year-old, is who she banged. Afterwards, she ordered the morning after pill via DoorDash.
Oh, classic.
And apparently the DoorDash driver recognized her and he like testified against her to say that she did in fact order it.
Oh.
She also like texted her friends about it afterwards and they're like, yeah, you should totally get the morning after pill. So she wasn't discreet about this at all.
Oh.
And her son also saw it. He saw it happen.
By DoorDash.
The DoorDash or his friend fucking his mom?
Saw his friend fucking his mom.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Jesus. Ugh. Wait.
And it's a mayor.
Wait. I just never understand when women want to have sex with like younger men because they're icky.
Gross. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're disgusting.
Do you mean they're the ickiest?
But, yeah.
They're smelly. They're squidgy. They're small. They're like... I mean, men are disgusting, so you like squidgy, small women.
Yeah.
I don't understand. The other is not accepted.
I feel like it's
50-50,
because sometimes when you see like a teacher banging her student, then you see him, and he's like 6'4 with a full mustache.
Can we see him?
Like,
you can't put a picture of kids.
Oh, yeah. Like Katie.
I can show you her, though. She's 43. This is her.
Beautiful.
Not bad.
Yeah, she is
not
very
bad.
Good looking.
And this kid probably is like, I'm leaving it in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Also, her name, Misty Roberts. Mayor
and she's
Misty.
Misty? You can't have mayor. What are you, the mayor of the Powerpuff Girls?
Literally.
Fuck that.
Where's she mayor of? The strip club.
Hold on. Louisiana. It's DeRidder, Louisiana.
Yep.
Oh, God. Yep.
That's got to be tough for one of your friends to fuck your mom at a party.
And she goes to jail. She's going to jail.
She's going to jail. So everybody knows. It's not even an unconfirmed rumor.
They also, like, they tried her once, but it was dismissed. Or what do you call it? Dismissed? Because the judge or something knew her husband, something like that. So they threw it out for then, and they're about to retry her again.
Got it.
That is a group of people that I feel like should form a league of supervillains. Mm-hmm. Guys whose wives cheated on them with a child.
Yes. And he's protecting her still.
How do you get through life?
Seriously.
Knowing that your wife looked at a child and went, that's got to be better than what I'm getting right now.
It's like the May-December movie. Did you see that?
I know what
you're
talking
about. What
was
the name of those people? Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was with this, he was like Latino.
And she married him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, what was it? Mary Kay Letourneau, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, she married that. She died, but she married. They got married when she got out.
She groomed him.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many how many years do you get for doing that? Because it's rape.
She got a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got a couple.
Because he stayed around, and then they were together after.
Jeez.
I'd say 10 years or something.
Yeah.
5 to 10.
You'd get 10 years. Wow.
Yeah, because then she came out, and then they lived
together. Because she was pregnant in prison, right? Yeah. Fuck.
She was sentenced to 7.5 years.
Word.
Wow.
Yeah, but you don't serve all of that, right?
Right.
I gotta see.
Probably get out with good
behavior.
Especially
if you had a baby, they probably...
I just feel like people, unless it's a violent crime, people get out pretty quick.
Yeah, totally.
As long as you're like...
It's like 1 year, all right, you proved yourself.
Yeah.
She did, it says time served 98 to 2004, so it seems like she did serve the whole time.
Good for her. Well, hey, the justice system, hard at work. All right, moving on. Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Feel your drive. Let's get back into the show. Did you guys see Fluffy's Walk of Fame speech?
Mm-mm.
I don't know who Fluffy is.
Gabriel Iglesias.
I don't know who Gabriel Iglesias is.
He's a big Mexican comic.
Like
he wears
huge
bowling shirts and shorts.
You definitely recognize him.
For someone who's doing comedy as long as I've been doing it, I don't know a lot of comedy.
He's a huge in the Mexicano.
Yeah, he's a huge in the
Latin
market.
Oh, I probably do know him.
His voices.
He's huge in L.A.
And he's got the longer hair.
Nope.
Can you show me him? Because I probably do know
him.
No, ringing no bells.
Really?
I don't really watch
He's kind of like a health inspector, but for Mexican people.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, sorry.
He has a lot of voices. Yeah. He's clean. He does like big arenas. I think he does like big arenas. Yeah. Maya,
it's a good thing.
In my past, have a young lady who I spoke to very frequently, and she was a self-admitted comedy groupie.
Okay, yeah.
And she used to, she got banned from a club for banging his opener in the ticket booth.
Oh.
And the club walked in and they banned her because she was fucking so many comics.
Come on.
You
got to keep the chuckle fuckers around. Yeah. It's good for morale.
I would say. There's nothing wrong with it.
Agreed.
If she's hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll meet a couple of them at Skankfest. They're like, I'm friends with blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're fucking.
I bet you are.
Yes, right?
I sure bet you are.
And it's all consensual, then it's grand.
Of course.
I think maybe in the ticket booth could be like a bad look.
If
you're
a
patron of the club and you walk by the office.
I think it's like comedy's rock and roll.
Oh, I agree. Listen, if you remember how CB's was.
Never. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. CB's was on.
We don't
CB's
know everything.
CB's was on the corner of McDougal, right past where the cellar is. Like another block and a half down. It was on the corner where Cafe Del Mar was.
Yeah.
And that's where I first worked.
Okay. Wow. Never heard of that in my
And
life.
That was, it was called The World, and it was called maybe The Comedy Shop.
Okay.
At one point when I worked there, it was called CB's.
Okay, got it.
And it was the Wild West.
CD.
Oh, yeah. I remember a time where the doors closed and someone, I will not name someone who helped run the place, told the girls that were there they could drink for free as long as they were topless.
Jesus.
That's not a bad deal.
No.
It's a great deal.
It was their call. They were given, and they would have drank for free anyway.
I know, right? Come on.
But it was a good time. I think everybody, that was a good sitch.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Because that's
should,
when I was still
make everybody topless.
When I was still a door guy. When I was still a door guy, I used to bring dates there because the manager was gay, and I would sit her with him while I still worked, and he would prep her basically, and just talk me up for an hour and a half, then I would get off work, and we would have dinner, and half my job is done already.
Mm. Done. Boom.
Those were good times.
That sounds great.
Those were good times. All right, we got more. So let's see Fluffy's Walk of Fame speech. The first person to unapologetically discuss doing the Riyadh Comedy Festival.
I have an issue. I'm sorry. I skimmed through it, but I couldn't. It's 15 minutes long, his whole speech, and I couldn't find that exact part. I don't know if you want to watch some of it or you just want me to tell you the quote.
Yeah, let's hear the quote.
Okay, so he said in regards to the Saudi Arabia gig, quote, I don't care. Yeah, I bought a house with that money, so I don't care what you say. Fluffy is a sellout. Damn right I am.
I'll take that.
That's way better
than... I'll take that over...
Dude, they got McDonald's there.
I'll take that. I'll take that over Whitney Cummings calling everyone who critiqued her racist.
Yeah, and also, I'm sorry, the people who did accept it, I'm thinking of someone specifically, but who accepted it, but their whole brand is against that, and then was upset when their fans were annoyed with them. It's like, well, if your brand is against that, you have to be okay with people being annoyed with you when you do it, and then you're whinging. It's like, well, your bank is full. Yeah. Either don't do it, or do it and don't whinge.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's just a bit like...
I'll take the Fluffy response over everyone else's.
Yeah, like that's a bit...
Having a moral stance as a comedian is a double-edged sword.
Agreed.
Yeah, you have to either stick with it, and there's things that I've turned down because of fucking morals. So annoying. But at the same time, I'm still like, in hindsight, happy because I don't like guilt. I feel guilty all the time.
I know.
I don't need to. Like
there's very few things my morals would keep me from doing.
Well, we know that.
I don't know.
You. What morals do you have?
I am a very nice man.
You are very nice.
I'm very nice. I've been with the same woman for a long time.
That's
I don't
true.
Fuck around.
That's
name a bad story about me.
I can't think of one.
Yeah, but I can't imagine you being like... Well, I actually, if there was a known rapist booker, I don't think you'd work there.
Probably not.
Yeah, see, so you do. Yeah, you are moral. That's the same as me. I'm just like, I can't. The guy's rapey. He's not going to rape me. I'm too old. But I don't want to go there.
Always
and
the
then other
made.
Women go. Yeah, I know, right? And then that's the problem too. That's the things you have to think about as a woman comic. You might be like, I'm not in danger of it, but then if I go, they're using me to let other younger women think it's okay, and then they get raped. Much we have to fucking think about.
Totally.
All right, maybe my morality is not as strong as I thought, because now I've thought of one or two writing gigs I've taken where I'm like, it's probably not a good person. Not like yeah, I was there.
It's hard in comedy,
writing,
though.
I feel like, yeah, just do it.
It's hard because it's like, yeah, everybody has to be okay with their own. I hate when other people put it on other people. Like, people were getting really mad at some younger women comic in Ireland for doing something. But I responded to them with, like, just be safe. You've already accepted it. And even if people are mad at you, the main thing is that you know the information now and just protect yourself. Yeah. Instead of being mad at them because they've already taken it, they didn't know. And it's not fair to put that on younger comics when the older comics are still doing it. You know,
Of the reasons I'm specifically not preachy is, again, it's a double-edged sword, because I feel like when you find out, like, when there's comics that are so pro-women and so, you know, outspoken, and then you find out they're doing the same shit.
Yeah.
They take a girl out on the road and go, oh, they only had one room.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
And it's the same guys that fucking are the ones calling everybody out.
We know that guy.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Getting a poo kicked off the goddamn Simpsons.
Yep.
There was this guy in Ireland, and he was a few years ago getting really big, but his whole thing was like, defend women, protect women. Mm-hmm. And then it turned out he was like doing revenge porn or something crazy like that on them. And so there was like a load of younger women comics who were traumatized by him.
Remember the Experimental Comedy Gallery?
Yeah.
That guy who ran it in Brooklyn 10 years ago was such an ally. Rapist.
He came into me one day and he was like, well, you need to be careful of men. You need to be careful. And I was like, I just got here. And then it came out on Facebook that he was.
I always feel like it's almost like projecting.
Yeah. Agreed.
Where louder you are about something,
that's so
the more somebody's like, I'm not racist. Yep. It's like, dude, I bet you're so fucking racist.
Yeah, you got KKK.
There's a person right now, and I won't say who, and I'll try to keep this as incognito as possible, but there's a person right now attacking someone, saying they did something to them, and the specific thing they're saying, that person actually did to me. So I was like, I think that person is just a fucking psycho. And usually when people say like, oh, this is happening to me, sometimes they're the people doing it. And so it's just funny because when I saw that, I was like, but they did that to me. But I just didn't speak out about it or say anything. I just blocked the person.
Yeah.
But when someone sent it to me, I was like, of course they're now saying that that's being done to them by someone else.
I think people always forget when you point a finger, there's four more pointing back at you.
Yeah. You need to be squeaky clean when you're pointing fingers.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same, I guess it's similar to, I think a lot of the times the things that annoy us most are actually things we fear or know about ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when I get mad at autistic nerds on the internet, that's me being mad at me.
Yes.
The things I know I used to be like, or I would say when I was 17. Yeah. And that's why I get so overly annoyed.
Yep.
And I'm camouflaging my own flaws and camouflaging my own insecurity by shitting on them or being extra mad at them.
Yep.
That's so true, because I do find that post-therapy version of me finds it really irritating when I meet someone who had who is clearly the issues I had before, because it's like I'm afraid I'm going to catch it again, it's some sort of flu. I've fixed these, I can't be listening to your but then I'm like, God, then it makes me feel bad for the people who listened to me when I was in my 20s and the way I was going on. But so I relate to that.
I just had a conversation with my dad the other day where might be the most vulnerable he's ever been. And he was telling me, because I knew my dad was sick as a baby. He was in the hospital. He had tumors, and he spent a couple months in the hospital before he was one. Mm-hmm. And I've just known that as a fact, but it's never really occurred to me. And he said he was hanging out with my Uncle Donald, and my Uncle Donald goes, I bet you don't own any white shirts. And my dad goes, I don't. And he goes, that's because you're terrified of white clothes from when you were a baby.
Oh.
And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, when you came back from the hospital, you were the happiest baby. But then our Uncle Paul would come to pick you up, and he always wore white dress shirts.
Oh.
And you would scream, and you wouldn't go with him.
Oh, wow.
And I have a feeling that you were traumatized by the hospital. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he starts going over, and my dad wears dress clothes all the time. My dad owns zero white dress shirts. Wow. And he went as far to tell me, because my second stepmom worked at a hospital, and first she used to wear pantsuits, and then she got a new job and had to start wearing the doctor's coat. Mm-hmm. And my dad couldn't be around her.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, I think that was what killed the marriage, is I saw her every day in that, and I was afraid to come home.
Oh my God. Wait, second stepmom, though.
Yeah, I'm on step-moms? Three. I call her new mom.
So you got like four moms.
No, I've got one mom.
Wait, but you've got one mom and three stepmoms.
Over the years, yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, my
I think your dad might have other issues as well.
Oh yeah, my dad's sober and he really picked a lane, and it is ladies.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
my dad is like Hank Hill. If instead of propane and steaks and football, it was just pussy.
Yeah, that's so true. There's so many people who get sober and then just become like sex addicts.
Yeah, sex or candy.
Yeah,
sugar.
Candy,
yeah, and he's
like
in good shape.
One thing.
He's in good shape and sober, so mm-hmm. It has just been destroying families.
Pussy,
yeah. Do you have a photo of him?
Yeah, I'll show you my dad later.
Oh my God, that'd be fun to see,
Monsieur Amico.
Yeah, no, my dad's old man abs. It's really weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, because he still does like physical shit every day.
Yeah.
What's Amico?
Italian.
Oh, Italian.
Yeah. Italian for friends.
He's got like Don Draper abs.
Yeah. And a hammer, too. It really makes me mad.
Fire.
Have you ever seen Alf? That's what my dad's dick looks like.
Alf, the anteater.
Yeah, bring up Alf. This is all I remember my dad's dick looking like when I was a little kid. It's burned in my memory.
How many sons does he have?
Just me.
And it didn't pass on to you?
Nope. Yeah, that's what my dad's dick looks like.
Wow. Really cute.
Yeah. Dark like that, too.
Yours, too?
Nope. I got none of it. I got the German dick.
What's meaning? The German dick?
Nothing.
Oh.
I got nothing. It's like the Irish curse, but racister.
I never heard that thing about the Irish
dick. The Irish curse?
That they have small willies.
Yeah, that's like a running...
Because mm-hmm. they don't have small willies in Ireland. Mm. I've never met a
I think that's an American stereotype.
Yeah, maybe it was the hormones over here shrunk the willies or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's specifically called the Irish curse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never heard the stereotype in Ireland, and I never thought that's a small willy when I was in Ireland.
My dad had a guy that worked for him named Ray, and Ray was an old Polish guy who was just the fucking funniest. He had no filter. He would just, and I was a little kid, and Ray would say crazy shit. And he was also a little slow. Mm-hmm. Not slow, but just, you know. I don't think his reading and writing was up tip top.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I remember one time we were in the truck and he saw a salon and he goes, unisex saloon. Is that one of them gay bars, Paulie?
That's so cute.
And,
that's
funny. He told us about being in, he fought in Korea. And he goes, I'm in Korea and we go to a bathhouse and it was me and four black guys in my troop. And all the women were there, and they saw these four black guys walk in. They turned to their men with their little rice dicks.
Oh my God!
And they all flew to the black guys. You've never seen a more popular man in any situation.
Oh my God!
Than four black guys walking into a Korean bathhouse,
like moth to a flame,
just swinging.
I've also been with a few Asian men, and I don't believe that stereotype either.
I think it's come and go.
I have probably had sex with too many people.
Yeah,
no.
I think it depends on the guy.
Yeah.
Yep. I've seen a black dude with a regular dick.
I've seen a black dude with a small dick.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen every race with all size dicks.
Mm-hmm.
There was a friend of mine had an Asian boyfriend. I'll name him, fuck it. His name was Tenzin.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a bowl she smoked out of that was only about this big.
Yeah.
And she named it Tenzin.
Hilarious.
I mean, I think that's abuse.
It's funny. It's
the meanest thing I've ever heard a girl say about another guy's dick was she gave him a handjob and said to us the next day, she's like, if his dick was a knife, I could carry it legally.
Hilarious.
And then we called him Knife Dick.
Fire.
Because she said that she goes, his dick was smaller than my four fingers.
Yep.
She's like, I could defend myself with his mm-hmm. dick on the subway yep. legally.
And he would just laugh. He was just like a very secure.
No, she didn't say it to him.
She
said it to us to talk shit.
Oh my God, knife that's dick. Horrible.
I have big hands, so I will make a dick disappear. A little hand job. You got dainty hands.
I feel like Oh, right. Yeah. You got long fingers.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'd be a one potato.
Emasculate a man.
I'd be a one potato.
Yep.
A one potato.
You know, one potato, two potato, three potato.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah. A tiny chick, I could be. I've been a two potato once. Mm. And she's tiny.
Tiny.
I'm like a potato at a puh.
Yeah.
At my best.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. All right. Harv Dog back in the news. Harvey Weinstein praises Christina Applegate after she wrote in her book, he's afraid of her. Shannon.
Is Harv's not in jail, right?
I think Harv's out. Yeah. Is he out of jail? Okay. So in her book, she said that she only met him one time briefly, and she at a party, and she overheard him making distasteful remarks about another woman. And she wrote that Harvey was, quote, definitely afraid of her after that because she's a woman who doesn't mess around. And then his response through a spokesperson was that she's a gifted actress and a powerful voice in Hollywood. It's good to see her sharing her story and her perspective in her own words. But I don't remember running into Christina Applegate or having that conversation.
You probably lose it after a while. I mean, if you've talked shit about women for 50 years,
yeah,
it's probably hard to remember.
Literally. He's also raped women, so why does he care about the talking shit thing? He probably should even respond. It's like, well, I've raped them, though.
Yeah. He's like, lady, you have no idea how lucky you are.
Yeah. Just stop
Who's
talking.
Who's Christina Applegate again?
She was the daughter on Married with Children, as well as the main girl in Anchorman.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Gorgeous.
And Dead to Me. Now she has MS or...
Mm-hmm. And no titties, right?
Yeah, I think she cut them off.
Yeah, that's a rough run.
I think she's basically like bedridden.
Yeah, I believe she is.
Well, the tits is from cancer or...
Yeah, she's chronic illness.
Tough run.
It's super sad. She was hot.
She was so... Yeah. We were watching Married with Children the other night with a bunch of guys here. And somebody, I think it was, somebody said, they don't make bimbos anymore. That's like a kind of woman that you don't see.
No, you don't.
I will argue they do. And I think she's a very intelligent bimbo. And I really enjoy her. And people think she's a stupid bimbo. But Maura Higgins, have you seen her in Traitors? She's just a funny, girly girl who lets herself like be silly. And it really annoys me that people think that's stupid. But I think she's just... That's what they think. What?
That's what they think.
Yeah, she's like.
I saw a group of people watching the Traitors finale, and they had a cheers every time she said "tink."
And they
would all go "tink."
She's just funny and silly, but she's also gorgeous and like very fashionable, and that's kind of what I think classic. Yeah,
Shannon and I both love the show Traitors.
I love it.
And, I watched it.
For people that are still watching this season, I guess skip the next 30 seconds. I thought Maura was very classy in Defeat.
I was so annoyed. And this is another thing. When it comes to that stereotype of a bimbo woman, people are very, even women are very quick to kind of be mean to them just because they're like pretty and silly. And like, who cares that they only like they're only into fashion? But the way they attacked her because she didn't listen to Tara at the very last episode, it's like, okay, but if she had been wrong and just completely went against her alliance for the whole season, that would have been like shady as fuck. So she stuck with the guy who... manipulated everybody. No one's given out to everybody else who was fooled by him.
I like that she was like, hey, you know what? The game is called Traitors. You beat me.
And she's still friendly with
him. Fair and square.
The rest of them didn't take it as a game. Candace was losing it on the fucking reunion. It's like, it's a game. Rob's not a...
It's called Traitors.
He played the game. He's playing chess.
It's called Traitors. You're supposed to backstab people.
Yeah.
And it's... I think it was Candace and another person said that that Traitors is racist. Because they always vote out a black person first. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, it's part of our culture to be outspoken and yell and overreact. And people see that as intimidating. I'm like, no, you just got yourself eliminated.
Well, I saw...
Ron's not complaining about it.
I saw the like stats of the Traitors, but I thought what was not great in the New York Times, I watch TikToks, is that they didn't include the Irish Traitors, where out of the... So, like, two of the black girls won in the Irish Traitors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you think of the population of Ireland who are black, it's very, very small. So I thought that was actually great because as of representation, you know what I mean? Like, there's not as many people who, like, actually represent them in the country, and they won. And one white girl, so it was one white girl, two black girls, but one out of the whole cast who were majority white. So I was like, that's actually just shows.
Yeah, Maddie, if you want to really lose a weekend or you're sick and want to watch something. So Traitors has Traitors Australia, Traitors UK.
Watch the Ireland one. Have you got it? They were amazing. And the girl, one of the girls who won it, she kept calling who the Traitors were, but then she'd be like, actually, I don't know. And we'd be screaming at the TV, be like, you're so smart. Do it. Trust your gut. But then she had, oops. Yep. Then she went, oh my God, I broke the things. I got too excited. It's Traitors. I just love it so
much. I recommend the first season of UK is a really good place to start.
Oh, I haven't watched that one. Is it really good?
Yeah, it's the first season of UK one is really good.
I applied for Traitors this year, but I don't know.
I hope you get it.
I mean, but I think like thousands and thousands of people apply.
Yeah, but you're staying.
Yeah, but you'd be great.
Yeah, but it's not. It's the non. It's like just regular people can apply.
Oh, I see.
Whereas before it was celebs, and you have to be at least
on another show.
Yeah, like Moira Higgins had like 4 million followers.
Yeah, and,
but this is the non-celeb one. So
Pete from The Bachelor.
I just hope that they're like. I hope that not doing stand up won't hinder it, but.
Right.
I said it on it. I was like, oh, my two favorite were Moira and Rob. And I'm like, or Ron, sorry, Moira and Ron. I'm like both of them, a comedian and Irish. So you should have me. I loved Ron. Ron was really, I love how afterwards he was like, the internet diagnosed me with autistic.
Yeah.
And they were right.
Yep, nailed it. Ron is such a nice guy.
Oh, he came across so nice. And I think he definitely experienced racism on it, right? I think one of the characters said something racist to him and they didn't include that in the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he was kind of.
I'm loving watching him tour now and like just shitting on everybody.
Yeah, he's great. And I love that he was in that Eric guy's music video.
What did he say about it was one of the chicks on the show. He keeps calling her a big booty black girl. He goes,
Portia.
Yeah, goes, I have that one.
Oh, yeah. Can you play it? It really made me laugh.
Portia.
Lady, she seemed nice. She seemed sweet. Beautiful, big booty black lady. Named after a car, which is always a sign of class. And she seemed nice, but I thought she was a traitor because she kept saying things like, I'm a traitor.
She literally goes, I killed that guy.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like murdering. And I was like, okay, all right, this seems suspicious.
And this is, pause real quick. This is one of the great, I wish I didn't curse as much as I do on stage, because when a comic who doesn't curses, it's such a fucking great boom. Like, there's a line in a John Panette album where he says fuck once. And it's like, the fucking club explodes. Wow. And Ron does it here.
To bring this up to the group. And so I did. I was like, I think Ford Focus is a traitor.
Ford Focus.
And they're like, that's good evidence, right? We think she's a traitor, too. Let's vote her out. But it turned out she wasn't a traitor. She was just dumb as fuck.
Fire.
And I'm not trying to be rude. It's just that she was, like, so dumb that later the internet was like, you didn't know that she was that dumb? I was like, this is a known entity?
All right, you can pause it. If you really want to loot, it's such a fucking good show.
That one's amazing. There was one part where he was like, I think Moore is a traitor because I heard light footsteps. And she's like, well, I'll take it as a compliment. I guess you're calling me skinny.
It's just such a... And then fucking Alan Cumming is maybe the most charming...
Yeah.
Gay man.
His hair was ridiculous on the last episode.
Yeah, he's just having fun, man.
He looked like what was it? Someone said on the internet he looked like when you cut up your Barbie's hair.
I love him. All right. So we're going to play a little game today. We are going to play our own version of Celebrity. We each have some pieces of paper that we're going to hold up on our forehead, and we're each going to be a different comic. And okay. So, Shannon, could you please turn off the monitor so we can't
look
see
at the screen?
And then I'm just going to say before anybody touches anything, and in case anybody hasn't played the game before, it's just like headbands. And so you're going to hold up the paper writing facing everybody else. So you're not going to see what's on the paper, and everyone else has to guess.
Okay, can you turn off the monitor so we
can see? Are we comics like in our realm or like comics, any comic?
Shannon, any comic or comics in our realm? Any comic.
Any
okay,
comic.
And
okay.
It's so we're going to go around the table. And we each can ask one yes or no question as we go around. So, Jacob, your first one.
Oh, wait, I don't look in the reflection of the TV.
I'm not.
Okay.
No, but me, sorry. I'm talking to myself.
You're good. So, I will start.
Okay.
Am I a man?
No.
No.
Go ahead. Am I a woman?
No.
Okay.
Am I a man?
Yes.
Yes. Am I fat?
Nope. Am I a New York City comedian?
Yes.
Am I a New York City comedian?
Mm.
Formerly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Am I under 40?
Nope. Am I a dirty comedian?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know this one. Feck. Am I younger? Am I over 30?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm a woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feck, I forget. Am I a woman?
No.
All right. Sorry. Thank you.
And what did we? I asked. Was I under 40?
Over 40.
Yeah. Over 40. Over 40. Yeah.
I'm a woman over 40. Okay. Am I Amy Schumer?
Nope.
No.
Am I black?
No.
Okay.
Am I black?
Nope.
No.
Sorry, I'm just
robbing on you. Am I an LA comedian?
Nope. Do I have a Netflix special?
No.
Okay.
Do I have a Netflix special?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I do. Wait, I forget. I'm white, a man, Netflix special.
Yep.
Yeah.
Used to be in New York, now in LA. I'm obviously very white since you guys went, no. Okay.
Do I have a Netflix special?
Nope. So I don't have a Netflix special. Am I a touring headliner?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Am I Chris D'Elia?
Nope.
No. Oh. Woman over 40. Am I a lesbian?
Nope. So I'm a guy. Am I a comedian and am I over 40?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't know who has Netflix specials. Have I done a Don't Tell?
No.
Oh.
This is harder than I thought.
I know, it's funny. It's funny because I'm looking at your guys. I'm like, duh.
I'm a woman over 40. Woman over 40, not a lesbian. Did I have a sitcom?
No.
Okay.
Am I married?
Yes.
Okay. Am I like popular now or a husband?
Popular now.
Popular now, yeah.
Oh, I am popular now.
Yes. Have I been in a famous couple with another comedian?
Yes.
Yes. You know who it
have
is.
Have I been in a famous couple with another comedian?
No.
Good.
Have I been in a famous couple
no.
with
no.
Oh.
No. Am I Bonnie?
Yep.
Yeah. Well done.
Okay. Am I fat?
Yeah. Formerly.
Okay.
Oh, oops. I only remember him as fat. okay. I need to make guesses. I'm LA. I have a Netflix special. I'm over 40 and I'm popular now. Am I alive?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Am I Bobby Kelly?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, lads. I'll do one more guess and then if I don't get it, you can tell me because I'll never
He's
guess.
He's still kind of fat.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking, I was
trying to be nice.
I know it's not Colin Quinn. I was thinking him, but he's based in New York. So it can't be him. I don't know who's based in LA.
You're gay.
Yeah.
Oh, he just got the hair transplant. No. I'm gay.
You have a popular podcast.
I have a popular podcast. I'm white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gay and white. I have a popular podcast. I don't.
Let me tell you things about Hillary Clinton.
I don't know. Who is it? I'm really bad at these games. I don't know anybody. Who is it?
Tim Dillon.
Oh, yeah. I won glad I got that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
This is kind of fun.
That's fine. I know.
So bad
I love
at these
it.
Games.
All right, we'll do one more.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Here, Maddie, you start this
one. Am I a man?
Yes.
Yeah. Am I a man?
Yes. Yes. Am I a man?
Yes. Okay. Am I black?
No.
Am I black?
No.
Oh, but I'm not white. Oh, okay.
Am I a New York comic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Am I a New York comic?
Yes. Yeah.
Am I a New York comic?
Yes.
Wow.
Do I have a podcast?
Yep. Am I married?
Yes.
Am I over 40?
Yes. Do I have a kid?
Yep.
Yeah.
Am I a clean comedian?
No.
Oh. Am I at the Cellar?
No. Do I say comedy?
Yep. Yeah. Fuck, dude. Do I have a podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I Luis Gomez?
Yes. Yes.
Ah! I thought him originally when you were
Luis J. Gomez.
Luis J.
Do I have a special on YouTube?
Yes.
Joe List?
Yes.
Yes!
Woo! Fire.
That we got that our fire. Legs under us.
Yeah.
Shannon, fire. We gotta keep that as a segment every once in a while. That was very, very fun.
That fire. Was fun.
Thank you,
that
ladies.
Was fire.
All right. We're gonna keep moving on.
I had to think of if Luis was black.
All right.
Yeah, you both went, and then I was like, I made you went, I think this is Luis Gomez.
Technically, no, but actions wise, yes.
Yeah, he thinks he can say the N word.
Yep.
Oh, no, he can say it. Yeah. It's not acceptable.
He does it.
But it comes out of his mouth.
Yep.
All right. What else do we got? Some fun shit today. All right. If you could turn the monitor back on. This is fast food CEOs having to eat their own food.
Mm. Hell yeah. I like the Red Lobster CEO. He's turning that place around. All you can eat shrimp.
Well, that's what put him out of business.
Oh, but then he came in.
All you can eat shrimps.
And he came in and fixed things up, right?
Yeah. Because they went bankrupt because so many people were eating all the shrimp.
Right.
a lot of community college graduations.
Yeah, literally. All right.
With, you've heard about it, here it is, the Big Arch. This is something that we have tested already. It's in Portugal, Germany, Canada.
This is a new McDonald's
burger.
It is so good. I'm going to do a tasting right now, but I'm going to eat this for my lunch, just so you know.
Yeah,
so
right.
Here we go. First, holy cow. God, that is a big burger.
I haven't heard
We've
of this.
Got a very
it's
unique kind of sesame,
like a Big Mac, right?
Poppy sort of bun
kinda.
On it. We've got two.
It's kind of a mix between a Big Mac and the Arch Deluxe, which was what they had when I were kids.
Oh, I never heard of these.
So, oh, there's so much going on with this. First of all, let's try to get this.
Fire, bro. They got the everything.
I zoned out, and then I looked up and we were watching the burgers, and I feel like I just missed like a part
of McDonald's.
Oh, thank you.
Eating his own.
All right. The moment of truth.
He's like, all right. He probably only eats grain bowls.
That is so good.
It's like when hot influencers eat.
For a Big Arch.
He took so little of a bite.
Yeah, he's like, oh my God.
And it's filling, too.
They should have put some like, I get rosacea, so I feel for him, but they should have put some makeup on him, because it's not a great look to be going red as you're eating your own burger.
No, it's not a great.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and I suffer with that, so I get it.
Yeah. My mom has rosacea, too.
Yeah,
I made it sound like a real disease there, but like, yeah, but you know, you don't want to have the red.
Burger looks fire. He definitely didn't eat the whole thing, though.
Absolutely.
He eats like quinoa, carrots.
Is that him as well?
No, this is a different one.
This
looks better, whoever
Burger
this is.
King?
Shannon?
Yes, this is Burger King.
I like Burger King more than McDonald's.
Me too. I like Burger King more. I haven't eaten McDonald's in fucking
It's been a minute.
Forever.
It's been a minute. It's a better bite.
Better bite.
Yep.
And he's so more like down to earth.
Yeah,
he's our people.
One thing missing. What the napkin.
Oh, funny guy.
He's great.
Funny guy alert.
And they put makeup on him.
Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah. Way McDonald's one was like.
McDonald's is.
Are you sick, brother?
Isn't it, though? They're so silly, Billy. I like Burger King.
Burger King, the Whopper is probably a better meat.
Yes.
I don't like any of them, to be honest. I'd rather. This is ridiculous, but I'd rather go to like, you know, like a like 7th Street Burger or like or Bear Burger where 100%. You can get some like funky cheese.
Well, Bear Burger catered my wedding, so.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because I also.
Burger Wedding. We put it on the invitation.
That's great.
The RSVP was if you can come and if you're coming, do you want a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a turkey burger, or a veggie burger?
Fire. See, it's so great. They really do That's have great. Something for everybody.
I do like Bear Burger.
And they've
and they had
cheese.
Brussels sprouts as a side. So we got fries and Brussels sprouts for people who didn't want fries.
Was it expensive to have them cater your wedding?
It was awesome. It was more than half less than what anyone quoted us.
That's amazing. Some caterer with fucking fish and chicken.
Every caterer started us, I think. Their low plan was like 70 something a person.
Yeah.
And I think Bear Burger did us for under 30 a person.
Our wedding is so expensive.
And they showed up with staff, with the food on sternos. And everyone loved. Not a complaint. Because you know what? When you open bar, because open bar was very important.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And dude, after people had a few cocktails, Bear Burger came out. Not a complaint in the house.
How does the best wedding ever?
Not a complaint. And we had a candy bar on the way out.
Fire.
So we got all our favorite candies. Fire. They put like in a buffet style thing.
That's
and
so
as you
great.
Walked out, you got a big
Love
goodie
that.
Bag.
Mm-hmm.
And you got
that.
To fill it on the way out. And the last thing you got was a can of A&W cream soda and a shot of Fireball. Yeah.
Delish.
Yeah. Great day.
Love
great
it.
Day
it
for
is
a
great day.
And DJ was informed not to play any songs after 1989.
Yeah. Fire.
That's the best.
Only 70s and 80s music.
I love that.
Absolute
That's
winner.
Great.
Yeah.
What was your first dance song?
Ramones, Baby, I Love You.
Oh, my God.
And then our last song at the end was Weird Al's Yoda.
Yeah.
And everyone sang,
fire.
And it was the best.
That's
fire.
So fun.
So, yes, I will agree. There's something comforting about a Big Mac, but 3 bites into it, you're over it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had a mother with severe untreated mental health issues. Also, she's just a bit of a cunt. But I'd say if she had it treated, she'd still be a cunt.
Yeah,
but
yep.
Are we allowed to say cunt?
Yeah, of course.
But so she would always like lose jobs, or if she had money, she would spend it on things, presents for people. So we'd have no money for food, but she'd collect the like coupons. So then we go to McDonald's and she'd eat like, she'd get us like 3 or 4 Big Macs in a row to eat. Like, obviously we'd be very hungry, but we'd eat it. But so yeah, I think McDonald's reminds me of like when you're like kind of, you've no money and you're like,
my wife has that issue with cold cuts.
Okay, yeah,
because I'll get a pound of turkey, pound of cheese and rolls, and I'm like, now I'm set for like 2 or 3 days.
Delish.
My wife, there's something about that. She's like, no, that's what we ate when we were broke.
Yeah.
Same with hot dogs. She's like, that's what we ate when my mom didn't have money.
Yeah, you're just tasting the misery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what's the other one called?
Burger King.
My dad, when he would always bring me to Burger King. So for me, it has like a different.
Yeah,
it's like freedom, elevation, sane parents.
Yeah.
And for me, it's the breakfast. And Burger King does have good breakfast items, but there's nothing like McGriddle.
McGriddle. I think we've talked about this multiple
untouchable.
Times.
Yeah, it's untouchable.
Oh,
I've never
like pancake buns with
McDonald's
shots of syrup.
The best thing Burger King ever had was the French toast dippers.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Also, Burger King, I don't feel like has ever had a controversy. I've never seen anyone say boycott Burger King now that I think about it. I've seen everything else, but I feel like they've never had anything controversial, right?
Not that I know of.
They probably have. They probably slammed unions down and shit.
Yeah, sure they have some type of health. Yeah, I'm sure they had some type of E. coli. Yeah.
That's like with Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, don't tell me, because I love Dunkin' Donuts. I was like, they support immigrants because they like, they'll just
Shannon, could you bring
fly
up
over
the new 48-ounce? Shannon, can you bring up the new 48-ounce drinks that Dunkin' Donuts is testing?
Oh, I saw those, the bucket of coffee.
Dude, it looks so like a real day.
Their hash browns are so good.
They are very good.
I lived off those when I first came over.
Duncan is testing a new size drink that is literally a bucket.
It's called the Truck Driver
but look,
special.
Everybody's just going to have kidney disease if you're drinking that much. In a...
Oh, yeah.
But in fairness, their coffees and tea is great.
Huge. $10?
Is that the green thing?
Can't complain.
Oh, fuck off that. Well, you should put that in your fridge and drink it for the week, right?
It's got a straw in it.
You can't drink a bucket of iced coffee. You will get kidney disease.
I'll take two.
I was going to say, fill that sucker up with fucking chai latte for me.
Foam on top.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Yep. When I did my citizenship test, your man who was interviewing me, he was pretty sound, but he was like, just talking about how he was like, oh, you've lost weight since your original photo, which I was like,
oh my God, fuck off.
I was like, oh, when I first moved here, I just, I was eating like loads of like fries and stuff, and it's obviously very different at home. So, but, you know, now I'm just a bit healthier. And he was like, well, you'll live 10 years longer in Europe. The food is way better. Then I was like, is this like a trick or a trap? And I was like, well, it's okay. I found Trader Joe's. but I was like, is he trying to find out if I'm really loyal to America?
Right.
But, you know, you guys,
citizenship.
I don't even know if you do live less than Europe, though. I don't know if he was just trying to entrap me.
I don't know.
I'm sure there's probably some statistics, at least the men.
It's hard. I feel sorry for America, though. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but United States is huge. So trying to compare between like Ireland or England or France.
Finland,
you should compare Ireland to like Texas.
Yeah. Ireland to like New York.
The one state. Yeah. There's too much going on.
Because New York or Ireland's a like democratic socialist country.
Yep.
So it's more comparable to New York.
Yeah.
And then Texas is like nowhere in Europe. I don't know what that would be compared to.
There's too much going on here.
Yeah. And you're so different from states. It's like different countries.
Yeah.
And then at home, people would be like, Americans don't know geography. Americans don't know geography. And that's like the classic. You're loud. I think the loud is funny, so I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't know geography, but then
for
I'm
fat.
Like, that stereotype
ignorant.
Too. But the geography thing is a bit annoying because it's a big country, and a lot of people can't even afford to travel. So how would they know? Like, why would they? Also, at the same time, when I didn't know where Iowa was until I moved here. So like
I still don't.
Yeah,
and
so
I've
it's
been
a,
there.
Yeah, yeah, I just exactly. I feel like that's a little.
There's a lot of stuff they say from their little tiny island.
Yeah, and like some of it's completely fair and justified when it's like, you know,
plus the map
you're
we're
bombing the Middle
taught,
East.
I know
the map we're taught is not in perspective.
Yeah,
like the sizes of the countries are so much different than they look on the flat map that we learn.
We all have different maps.
Yes.
And I just said Middle East, but apparently we're not even meant to say that because that's not what they say there. Because
what do they say now?
Well, I don't know.
It's like third world versus developing country.
No, you're definitely not meant to say that either. Well, because if you say Middle East, it's in relation to Europe and America. So it's centering the two
Western
worlds. Yeah, so you're like not meant to.
And I've been told third world country, you're not allowed to say anymore. Now you say
developing
nation.
Yep.
And the difference between a developing nation and whatever you would call a second world country is in a developing nation, you can't drink the water.
Mm. Right.
Well, when I was in Detroit, I was in a developing nation.
You
so.
Certainly were. Shannon, can you find possibly, and we'll end soon, a accurately distributed map where you see how much different the sizes of the
country? I'd love to see that.
If you look at what we were taught and then how big certain countries actually are.
And my map is probably different to your map.
Yeah,
I would
have
gotten like the, European version.
Like basically the map we were taught.
Yeah, Ireland's in the middle.
Yeah,
you're all the Middle East to us.
Yeah.
The West,
literally. The map we're taught, America looks much different in perspective to South America. Kind of, but it's also the placement of everything is way off.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Shannon? Am I asking you a thing that makes sense, or am I being
no? My brain's spinning right now. I don't know how to I don't quite understand.
Can
what
you look
you're
up accurate
about.
Map?
Yeah, accurate map. Perspective.
I think that's the one.
I put accurate U.S. map.
You have no wrinkles on your forehead.
Map.
Do you get Botox? It looks so
no.
good.
Oh.
Shannon's smooth as fuck.
Oh, you guys are lovely. I love you both.
Is that natural?
Yeah, I can't afford Botox.
I'm never going to get Botox.
No way,
I'm
you
starting
are.
To get
everything.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Shannon,
thanks.
Accurate world map
money.
Perspective.
Yeah, I know. Got
okay,
it. Especially when I'm spending like so much money on my cats and ridiculous
literally.
Things. That's better than
Facebook ads.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to show you what's coming up
post.
On my search.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, that works.
Tell me if something here is
oh, that does not look like a map that I've seen. Yes.
Right?
Wow.
Give us that third one from the top.
This one?
Yeah. So this is an accurate map.
I'm confused. I've lost
yeah.
my country. I've lost
I
my
see,
country.
I see.
Oh,
I see.
See. It's over in the left, right.
Yep.
Up the top.
Yep.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Africa's fucking huge.
Massive.
And I think the map we're given is to make America kind of look like the center of the world, and then Europe, and then Russia and China. Like, basically, we're taught to look at it one way, when in reality, like, look at Africa and look at America.
I guess when it does come to the geography thing, though, I have heard a lot of Americans say, like, I just want to go to Africa, not realizing that it's like a continent and has all these countries. So that's, that's usually, I don't really mind when they don't know about Europe, but I'm like, I don't think they realize how big Africa is.
I didn't realize, I learned a lot from my times in Europe where I'm like, oh, this is like going state to state, where you're like, just, I can just get on a fucking train and I'm there in a couple hours.
I had a friend, and I swear to God, this is true. I'll just tell you who it is because it's giving her a plug. But you know Tori Piskin. Okay. So when we were younger, this is probably like 9 or 10 years ago, I said at the time I really liked, who's the guy from South Africa? Fucking blanking on him.
Elon Musk.
Trevor Noah, is that his name?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, have you heard of Trevor Noah? He's so good. And she goes, oh, well, did you see him like performing in Ireland? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, oh, did you see him when you were there because you're so close to South Africa?
No way.
Swear my life, you're so close to South Africa.
Those two things don't sound close to me at all.
Hilarious.
No, I know.
They make two different kinds of people.
Yeah. It's like multiple connecting flights.
I know. And then she said, I said something about when we, this is recently though, that was a long time ago. Recently, she's been to Ireland and I said something like, oh, near the sea. And she was like, what do you mean the sea? And I was like, Ireland's an island, it's surrounded by water. And she was like, what? And I was like, Tori, you had to fly over water to get into Ireland. I don't understand.
Hilarious.
Yeah, she's gas.
Hilarious.
Well, I think the most important thing that I took from Ireland is clean drugs.
Clean drugs,
and everyone had them.
What's clean drugs? Oh, no, fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
What's a fentanyl?
You put ketamine and fentanyl together, which is exactly what I was trying to avoid while I was there.
Yeah, you don't want the ketamine there.
That was a harrowing evening.
You had ket in Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people do ket.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how much. I went to a billiards place in London, and everyone just had bags of coke out.
Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah, coke's a big.
I couldn't find weed when I was there.
Really? Yeah.
I think that might be, so it was crazy in Amsterdam, all the American weed was more expensive now, because our weed got better than theirs.
That does actually make sense about the weed, though. If you wanted coke, it'd be easier to get coke.
Everyone had a bag. It was fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Did not care for the nightlife scene in London. A little hooligan-y for me.
Yeah.
A lot of fighting everywhere we went.
Out there.
And that makes me nervous.
Yeah. There would have been a lot of fighting too in Ireland when I was young at the like discos and stuff. But they'd just be like, now it's time to fight.
Yes.
But it's just all this adrenaline. Yeah.
Irish men.
I also made the mistake of trying to order a Jack Daniels.
Oh, and that's bad?
In Scotland. And they treated me like the biggest piece of shit.
They're wrong. Because firstly, a lot of in Scotland, they don't have Jameson, which is a fucking great whiskey. And so they would offer me Jack Daniels instead because I don't like Scotch. So I feel like they were just being mean to you because you have an American accent, because they were nicely offering me Jack Daniels. And that was in French.
I prefer bourbon. I was so mad in Toronto because you couldn't get, because of the fucking tariffs.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get Scotch and I was furious.
For all your Republican listeners, seriously, lads, I ordered a wedding dress from Costco. But if I had ordered it before, but now there's a huge tariff. And I don't know why you don't get this. I'm paying the 30% tariff. Me, the consumer, not the person who's making the fucking wedding dress. But anyway, so thanks. You owe me 30%.
All right. So guys, remember that. Thanks. You owe her 30%.
New York governor might give us refunds for...
Oh my God, I'm gonna email Kathy Hogle. She seems sound. I'm going to be like, excuse me, can I have 400?
Can I have my 30%?
Please.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys. That's our show today. Please support Maddie Smith and the Madhouse Podcast. Please support Katie Boyle and the Shift Podcast. Go see them live because they are incredibly funny and talented comedians. And thank you so much for your time today, guys. And we will catch you on Friday's bonus episode here on the old Morning Zoo.
The fun's begun, no sleeping. Morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like a-